This award is very, very important because, first of all, it has a very distinguished roster of previous awardees, and I'm very honored by joining the people that I always admired and so on. And it is also important because it's recognition by this by the UN. It's a very important recognition of how women's health, children's health, and adolescents' health are important for the Sustainable Development Goals. It's the recognition that we have to work within the framework of human rights, which is what inspired me all my life. And it is the recognition of all those who have been for decades promoting women's right to control their bodies and their lives.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about your work on the Independent Accountability Panel on the Global Strategy on Women, Children, and Adolescents' Health?
This is a panel that was created by Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General, in February. And as soon as he appointed this group of nine experts from all over the world, we started working very hard to produce a report where we are going to assess what is the current status of women's health, children's health, and adolescents' health. And we are making recommendations on how to accelerate the progress so that the inequities and inequalities that prevail in this area be overcome. And we have a world where everybody everywhere has access to good quality services so that they can implement their wishes and have a healthy life.